somebody, sometimes people ask, why you do this? Why you offer food to the Lord? Does he need that food? And Krishna himself explains this in Bhagavad Gita. He says, no, I don't need food. I'm not hungry. And moreover, I'm not accepting anything which is not given to me by love, with love. But what I accept by all this service or by all this arrangement, I accept only love. When somebody offers the food to the Lord, he doesn't accept the food. He accepts the sentiment which we invest into this food. And basically, he's not accepting these material substances. He is accepting the mood which is invested into the substances. He is accepting the hearts. Lord already has everything. He is called Bhagavan, and Bhagavan means the one who has all the riches in the world. The most rich. Incidentally, Russian word God also means богатый. Бог значит богатый. Wealthy one. The one who is very rich. But the only thing which he doesn't have is our heart, because our heart is given to material concerns. And this is how we are trying to give him our hearts back, how we express our love towards him, by pouring all these substances like milk and ghee and water. We just tell him, my Lord, I have forgotten you. And I was suffering from the death, from diseases, from old age for so long. And now I want to come back to you. And this is the meaning of this procedure or ceremony. This is ghee. Actually, this whole ceremony was so elaborate and so expensive too. I think there was around 10 lakhs of rupees was spent for this ceremony. Just for this one abhishek. But, you know, all the money were provided by the devotees, because again, they wanted to express their love in a very definite way. During the Abhishek ceremony, which is basically the ceremony which was, which is very ancient, has very ancient tradition. Usually the big kings were coronated by this Abhishek ceremony. So first there is Panchagavya, five products of cow are being poured upon the those who are celebrated. So this is the Panchagavya Abhishek. Then there is Panchamritam Abhishek, when the five sweet things are being poured upon the Lord. Then there is also the Abhishek, Abhishek with the herbs. Then there is some Puspa Abhishek, Kanaka Abhishek. So many different ceremonies are there according to the elaborate tradition described in the ancient scriptures. This is still ghee. See how beautiful the Lord is. It is said that the Lord is not only the richest one, but He is also the most beautiful. One of the features of the Lord in His deity form and in His incarnations is His big lotus eyes. It was said that when Lord Chaitanya was here present in the earth, His eyes almost reached His ears. They were big and very beautiful, like the lotus petals. This is Panchamrita Abhishek, the honey. The deities are being based with honey. Sometimes I kind of, when I see this, I imagine how would I feel if somebody would base me with honey. It would be probably very sticky. But anyway. Still, it's a very beautiful ceremony. Okay, so this was little piece of this from this video. Basically, this is more or less the end of our program. Now we are going to serve you with some food, some feast, some prasadam. So please take your seats and be ready for prasadam. Again, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Again, we're very, very grateful to all of you for coming here. And we really hope for your support and for your help and for your, just for your good wishes in our work. And we really invite all of you to come here in this temple. Still, it's here for a few more days. And in our new building, new temple, when it will be built. And in a temporary building, when it will be already constructed on the land. So, again, thank you very, very much for coming. And please come here and feel home here. We are very happy to see every one of you here. Thank you. Hare Krishna.